I want to thank Amy for that very nice music, but I also want to thank the rest of the group for the wonderful music we've had for the last hour. It's music to the soul. And so I want to thank everybody for that. Tonight, we're going to have one of our apostles speak to us. I ask that you open your hearts to him. Allow the Holy Ghost to touch the heart. Bring your thoughts inside these walls and listen to the words tonight. Don't let your minds wander, but let us listen to the words of admonition that will be given to us shortly. So I introduce you, my brothers and sisters, to our apostle, Placido Motu, who will give us the words tonight.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's really a pleasure for me to be here. And also for the first time, we can reach through the technology the whole world. If our brothers in Honduras are watching us, quiero saludar a mis hermanos en Honduras. El Señor los bendiga y siempre estoy orando por ellos. Cada día oro para que el Señor levante la obra allá en Honduras. I'm thankful for this great opportunity that we have to serve God. I was thinking about the importance of the church. I'm a witness of the importance of the church in my life. I know that without the church, without the guidance of God in my life will be different in the way that leads into destruction. I'm thankful to the Lord because he showed me, he called me in this church. Because he loves me. He chooses me to serve him. And I think that it's the same with each one of you. You are not here just by some reason, but with a purpose. We are here because God has chosen us, because God loves us. I want to speak about the church. I'm very happy in this reunion because we had 6 more members. I don't remember when was the last time that you here in the Phoenix local that you had 6 baptisms in one time. It's a blessing. Have you realized the importance of the church? Have you realized that God is doing the work? Every day in my life, I'm thankful to him because I can live in those days that God is doing the work. We're going to read some parts in the Book of Mormon and in the Bible. Many parts that I have written down, all the brothers that preach, they use them. So I will use different ones or omit someone. In 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 13, what does it say? 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 13. It says, "And they who were baptized in the name of Jesus were called the Church of Christ." They're talking about us. How many? How many of us here are baptized members? This is the Church of Christ. We belong to the Church of Christ. All that were baptized in his name, it says that they belong to the church. It's important for us to be part of the church, to be part of the God's people. There are many people out there that they don't know the church, that they don't know the importance of the scriptures. How blessed we are that we know the church. We know also the scriptures. And we can be a blessing to other people. This is not usual for other people. but we can be a blessing to other people. God blessed us, and now we can be a blessing to other people. We can show them the right way, the narrow path that leads to salvation. Many people, they don't know that. And this is the time. This is the time that we are see that God is doing the work. Many parts I'm going to read is familiar to you, but the word of God is the living water, the bread of life. We usually eat the food for our physical body, but we need the spiritual bread. I'm very happy to see you, to see all of my friends and brothers in the Church of Christ, that they want to be fed with the Word of God. It's a blessing to belong to the church. So don't be ashamed to belong to the church, because this is the right church. We are in the right church. We are in the right path. So our focus is on that path. Let's go and read a part also that is very familiar to us in the Bible. What does it says in Revelations 14, verse 6? Revelations chapter 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Give glory to him. This is the time we need to give glory to the Lord. That's why we are here. It's not just a custom to have the reunions. It's not just to fellowship with one another. It's part of. But the most important thing is to listen to the word of God, to be fed by the word of God. This is the time we need to give glory to him, that we need to focus on God and his gospel and his church. This is the time for us. How many people in the past, they wanted to see this time? But we are blessed that we are living in this time to see the fulfillment of the prophecies, to see that the gospel is going to different nations, and through the technology we can reach the whole world. It's the time. I feel blessed to be part of the church, to be part of the true church. We need to give the glory to him. When I see God's work, you need to remember this. God's work. It's not my work. I do nothing. It's God's work. When I see how people now, they are receptive to the gospel, I feel very small, because when God is doing the work, he can do it perfectly. It's the time to give glory to him. Are we giving the glory to him every day in our lives? How are we glorifying him? Is the church important for us? Of course, it's important. When Christ said that he built his church. He said, up on the rock. That's Jesus Christ. We are built up on that rock. That's my favorite scripture. But all of you know that part. But every day we need to remember that we are built upon the rock, which is Christ. And in all the scriptures, it tells us to trust in God with all our strength and mind. It says all. God wants all of our lives, not just part of it, but all you have. The word that is repeated in that part says all. God doesn't want just part of your life. He wants all. It's time, brothers and sisters, to glorify the Lord. I'm thinking about the church here in the United States, how blessed we are that God established his church among you, among this nation. When the angel came and restored his true church, it's a blessing. But when we have a blessing, immediately we have a responsibility. Now, you have a responsibility. You and I have a responsibility to be the light. To be the light of the world. To help others. To be a blessing to other people. When we go to the missions, when we go to other countries, all the people there ask in what way do the brothers in the United States do this? They want to imitate you, your spiritual faith, your faith. So we need to be an example to them. While listening, Brother Brandon's message, it's a blessing because he read a part that I was going to read. He lives in the state of New York. I live in Yucatan, far away, but God is working with us. That's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, but because God wants you to listen this message, to emphasize this in your life, that we need to be to shine to other people. How important this is, and how big is our responsibility. In the past, I was praying that God can do the work. Now he's doing the work. Now he's asking me, are you ready to help? We have been taught that God called his servants. There are few, but they are called to work with all their strength. Sometimes we just give a half of it. Sometimes we put them obstacles. It's the time for us to work with all our strength. It says, my favorite scriptures. They read my favorite scriptures, but I will read it. Psalms 100. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. We have the singing, but we need to have that gladness. We need to have that joy. I hope no one is sad today. No one is sad in this room. Yes, we're having some trials, some problems, some sickness. It's natural. Because we are in the world. This material body is deteriorating every day. We're not going to be here forever. I repeat, we're not going to be here forever. Our bodies is deteriorating every day. But It's not the body that is important. It's the soul. It says, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. We need to serve the Lord, not just like a custom or a responsibility, but with gladness. Everything you do with gladness is beautiful. It's beautiful to the Lord when you serve Him with gladness. You are encouraged to serve Him. When we think about Him, when we think about God, we stop thinking about ourselves. Do you know that most of the times we are thinking about ourselves? What do I need? What's happening to me? Why to me? Well, we ask many questions about our personal life. We need to do it differently. We need to see Christ. We need to think about God. When you start thinking about God, you stop thinking about yourself. And you're thinking about Him. When you're thinking about Him, you will get the blessings. We're going to read in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. It says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in my prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. The scriptures, brothers and sisters, are filled with examples. That's why I love the scriptures, because it describes us examples of the people in the past. How do they serve God? How were successful serving God? Those are the examples I need to follow. You need to follow those examples. If you do the same thing that the people did in the past, you will get the same things that they got. When I was studying about the church at this time with the Philippians, it says that what was a firm church. A firm church that they were serving God with joy. When they heard that Apostle Paul was in prison, they sent one of his leaders to take gifts to him. And in answer, Paul wrote this beautiful letter. He said that he was praying. He was praying for those people. To be in a jail, is it a good place to pray? Maybe if I am in jail or you are in jail, you will forget to pray. But Apostle Paul, he was praying. He was praying for the church. It tells me that even things go wrong in my life, the first thing I need to do is to think about the church. To pray about the church. It's the same with you. Everything that happens in your life, don't forget the church. Don't forget to pray for your brothers and sisters, for yourself. Praying about ourselves, that's the thing we usually forget. We usually pray for other people, he or they, but we usually forget to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for ourselves. And it says that Apostle Paul was praying. It says that he remembers that church. It says that I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always ever in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy. Let's read chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "Fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing to be done through strife or vainglory, but with lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul pointed out three things, three very important things. He says, with joy. A prison is not a good place to talk about joy. But the servant of the Lord, he felt joy even he was in prison. It's the same with us. Many times we feel like we are in a prison. Even we're not. I mean, when we have problems, when we have sicknesses, we have circumstances in life, but we need to have joy. This is not logic. When you are sick, when you have problems, you always sad. That's the result. But, you know, the scriptures always tell us to do things differently. Because we do things in one way. But we are blessed that we have the scriptures. Because it tells us how to do things. How to deal with those adversities. The Apostle Paul was talking about joy. Even he's in jail. Even he's suffering. He's talking about the joy. And I know many people, many servants of the Lord, that they were suffering. Never complain. Always giving glory to God. And through this part of their lives, God performed many miracles in their lives to have that joy. Let's read in 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 115. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 115. It says, "Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy." It's the purpose. It's God's purpose that men are that they can have joy. That they can have joy in Christ. You know, not all the things, not the things around you give you that joy. Is that the way that the people always deal with this life? When all the things around him or her goes well, according to his short mind, he said, "Oh, I'm happy. Oh, I want to serve God. I want to be baptized." But when things go wrong, according to his mind, he says, "I'm this discouraged. But remember this. Not the things around you make you make to have that joy, but Christ in your heart make you to have that joy. If we have Christ in our hearts, that make you to have that joy. Not the things around you. I had a beautiful experience in my trip to Africa to see the brothers there. They don't have the things that I have in my life. When I came to my house, I arrived there, I saw that I have many things that I really don't need it. Every day I thank God, God, you have gave me so much. Not many people have that. And you know, but I found some special people. Some, as the scriptures say, peculiar people. People that they are very happy. People that they are very content. When we arrive there, they are waiting for us. They are singing and shake your hand and trying to talk to you. You can see in their face that they are really happy. They have that joy. That's the effect of the real gospel. That's what Apostle Paul, he was in jail, but he had that joy. Those brothers there, they don't have the things that you and I have, but they are happy. I eat their food, and it was like I was eating in a fancy restaurant. I like that. I like to be with them. That's the joy. You can lose everything, but you cannot lose that joy because Christ in your heart gives you that joy. Not the things that it's around you, not the material things, but God in your heart. Because God created the people to have that joy. We are created for that joy. So don't lose that joy. It's encouraging to meet those people that they are content for what they have. Sometimes when we have something, I don't know about you, but when we get something, immediately I'm thinking about getting another thing. But I'm happy that to see that people that they are happy for what they have. And they want to thank God. Sometimes you and I forget to give thanks for what we have. We usually complain of the things that we don't have. But it's the opposite. Remember that the natural man do the opposite. The opposite direction. God tells us what to do. He tells us to give thanks of the things that we have. To be thankful to God for the things that we have. If we do this, then God is going to give us the things that we need. And why? Why not? To give us the things that we desire. Because there are things that we need, that we really need, and there are things that we just desire. So, brothers and sisters, this is the day that we need to have that joy, like Apostle Paul, like the brothers in that church in Philip. It says also it says about the same love. How important this is, the same love, the love. You know, when we believe in Christ, the fruit is that love. Something that in Mexico and in here in the United States, we're losing that. For the things that is happening, for the technology, sometimes we don't talk to people. We write them text messages, even in the house. Yeah, they don't talk each other. They write text messages. the technology sometimes make that the people are united, they separate. How does this church in the past, 60 years after Christ, this church was firm? What did they do? Apostle Paul prayed for them because they have one thing, joy. Second thing, they have love. Something that we are losing, but something that the new generation, the new converts, the new people overseas, they are having. I mean, I was impressed to see how they show their love. Sometimes it's difficult to show what we feel. I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes it's difficult to show what I feel. But the scriptures tell us that we need to have the same love, the love that Christ gave us. If he gave us that love, we can share with the people. You cannot share something that you don't have. You need to have that love, and you can share with someone else. What does Moroni chapter 7, verse 51, 52 says? Moroni chapter 7, 52. Wherefore, cleaving to charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ and endureth forever. And whose is found possessed in the last day, it shall be well with them. The pure love of Christ. We need to emphasize that because that's the thing that we are losing. We're losing the love. We're losing the joy. Those are the things that the church in the past had. They were firm. So if we have those things, we're going to be firm like them. Because we usually say this, that God doesn't change. And this is the truth. He doesn't change. God's methods hasn't changed. People change by generation, but God doesn't change. His methods is forever. We need to have that pure love. It's not easy sometimes. The reality is not easy. It's easy to love one that he loves us. But when it's the opposite, it's difficult. But we need to do that because the scriptures tell us to do that, to have that pure love of Christ. And we need to pray for that every day, that we can have that pure love. If we have it, it's going to be well with us in the last day. In other words, we're going to have the salvation. So we need to have that love. The third thing, it says that to be one accord. Accord. Definition of accord. Listen. To be in agreement or come to an agreement. What was the things that the church in the past did? They had what? They had. I'm going to repeat it. If you don't learn it, I will repeat the sermon and it will take it longer. Joy. That's the first. They had joy. Okay? The second one is they had love. And the love is the pure love of Christ. Yes. That's it. And the third thing, it says that they have one accord. an agreement, a unity in all things. That's why it was a successful church. If we had those things, we're going to be a successful church. We're going to be a church that is the same like in the past. I'm going to read in Mosiah. Okay, Mosiah chapter 9. Verse 52 through 55. Let's do something. Can you read that for me? 52 through 55. Okay, I'm waiting. And he how many times we have heard that part read? How many times we have read this part? We have heard this part be preached many times. But how important it is that it tells us what to do in the church. It says that there is no contentions with one another, but they should look forward with one eye. But they need to focus on Christ. Is that what we do? If we do this, we're going to be like the church in the past. We're going to be firm. We need to be firm. You know why? We need to be firm because we need to help other people. Because we need to be that light to other people. I know for sure that God is preparing another place, another country, that we need to preach to them. But you need here to support that work, not just with your prayers, not just with your tithings, but also with your good example, your unity, your love, and what else? With your joy. It says the things that we don't need to do. It said no contention with one another. We need to look forward with one eye, having one faith and one baptism. Just one faith, one baptism. It says in the Bible the same thing. One Father, one church. The word is repeated. What word is it? One. Yes. One church. One road. One way that leads to salvation. There are no other way. There are no many ways. Just one way that leads to salvation. Yeah, you know, when God tells us in the scriptures not to do the things, it's because, listen to this. The commandments of God, is based on our actions. It means that when God tells us not to do these things, because we were doing that. The law of God is based on your actions. That's what the scriptures say. No contentions. But to look forward, having one faith, going to the same direction, and that's not just for you as members of the church, but it's just for us, for the ministry, for the apostles. We need to be in unity. If we are united, we can help others. If we are not united, we're not going to help anyone. I'm very happy to see the improvement of the work in Mexico. God is giving us the great opportunity now. That's why I say that it's our time. Now is the time. We need to focus on that time. God is opening the opportunities, things that I didn't think that it's going to happen, things that I need to be prepared. I need your prayers. I need your support for the work. It's, I don't know about my the other ministry. For me, sometimes I'm experiencing new things when I go to a new place. And there are people waiting for me, and they are ready to listen to the word of God. Are we prepared? Are we prepared for this? I am prepared. I need to be prepared every day, to pray to the Lord, to prepare spiritually, but also in material way. We need to think about learning another language. Are we ready to do that? The ministry, are they ready to challenge themselves? And I want to try it. I need it. It's my tool. It's the time. It's the time because in our experience in Mexico, in the past, we were a little separated with some circumstances, and nobody happened. Nothing happened. But now that we are having this unity, we're working together, we're going to the same direction, God is doing the work. This is a great thing. And we need to maintain this unity. And you are the examples. You go first. You go first in that line so that the people in Africa, they can see the example of you. The people in Mexico, the people in the Philippines, in India, and in other places. I'm sure that God is going to do the work. It's preparing the hearts of the people in other countries. And we need to be prepared for that. We need to be available. I got a text message when I left home from an elder in the church. Because just a few minutes when I left home, there comes another elder. And he told me, brother, next week I'll have, would you accompany me and go to a new place? There are two families that they're waiting for us. Two big families waiting for us. There are new people. They are hungry and thirsty for the word of God. Are we prepared? I text message another elder, and he text message back to me, and he says, I'm prepared. I'm ready to assist anywhere. Did you hear that? Anywhere. I'm ready. Sometimes we're not ready. We choose the places to go. But we are we're commanded to go where God wants us to go. So it's the time. We need to be ready. We need to be prepared to assist this great and marvelous work. But we need to have that unity, like the church in the past. What's the first thing they had? Joy. Second? love, and it says one accord, a unity, an agreement. Philippians 4:1. It says, Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Stand fast. That's the thing that Paul told to the people in the past. Is that the thing that God tells us? Stand fast. We're finishing this reunion. This is the last sermon of this reunion. Tomorrow you will go out to face your job, your activities, your daily activities. But you need to stand fast. To stand fast. To be aware that you have a great blessing. First of all, you have a great blessing because God restored his church in your nation. You have a blessing, but you have a great responsibility to be the light, to shine other people, to help other people. God didn't restore his gospel, his church in other nation. He chose this nation because he loves you. You are a blessed people. You have the great responsibility. In Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. What did God ask us in this part? He says, don't forget. Why does God says, don't forget? Because that's the first thing we forget. Remember, the law of God is based on your actions. It's based on our actions. My son, don't forget. So when you go out tomorrow in your daily activities, don't forget. Don't forget that you are a blessed people, that you are a blessed person in this world. But you have a great responsibility to help others, to be a blessing to other people, that God restore the church in your nation. But you have the responsibility to give it to other people. God gave you this. Now you have the responsibility to share with other people. It says, my son, forget not my law. Don't forget the messages that we have heard. All the things that we have heard in this reunion, don't forget it. Every time in your life, every time that you feel discouraged, you need to remind the Word of God. Because he says, what does it says in John chapter 14, it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. And no man cometh into the Father but by me. Don't forget who is the way. Thomas in the past said, I don't know the way. But you know the way. That Christ is the way. We know the way, the narrow path. Do not forget that. You need to be focused on that narrow path that leads to eternal life. He's the way. And the other thing he says, he's the truth. You know, we have found the truth. If you find something important in your life, don't lose it. Because this is important. We have found the truth. Many people out there, they don't know the truth. We are blessed because we know the truth. Don't lose that truth. Don't lose that blessing that you have. A blessed country, a blessed generation. He's the way and he's the truth. And he says that, what's the third thing? He's the life. Our life is in his hands. The life is not mine. It's his. I'm thankful to God because he gave me this opportunity. This opportunity of life. Every day I pray to him. I'm thankful to him for this life. I don't ask him many years. But I'm thankful for every day, every single day in my life. When I open my eyes, I see the sunny day. I see all the things that God made for me. I'm thankful. Because all the things that he has done in this world, he made it for me. He showed me his blessings to conquer me. It's a blessing. I'm very happy that I'm very thankful that God has chosen me to work for him. And I want you to feel blessed that you are part of this church. You are part of this restored gospel. You are part of this true church that it was brought by an angel. Your nation. It's a blessing, but it's a responsibility that we can share with other people the good news. We know the truth. We know the truth that we have, so it is our responsibility to teach other people. God bless you, brothers and sisters. It's really a blessing for me to be here. I want to repeat, to insist, this, that your brothers in Mexico are praying for you. They always ask me about the work here. We are praying for each one of you. Remember, no one in this room with problems, with sickness is alone. God is with him or with her. Never feel alone because God is with us every day. And no one is telling us, but the scriptures tell me that he is with me. Even everything that happened in my life, I know for sure that God is with me. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you very much for the opportunity I have here. I will continue praying for you and continue working in the vineyard of the Lord. And I pray that God can give me many, many opportunities to work for him. Thank you very much.